G'day, welcome to Pauline's Thursday Ponderings. Over to you, Pauline.
There are many things we should do if we love God. One of those things is to spend time getting to know him. And one of the things we can do to achieve this is to read his word, the Bible. James 1, verses 22 to 25 says, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do." That's a pretty good promise, to be blessed in all you do. But you can't do what the word says if you don't know what it says or understand it. Philippians 2 verses 14-16 says, "Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky, as you hold firmly to the word of life." Again, you can't hold firmly to the word of life, which is God's word written in the Bible, unless you know it. Ephesians 6 talks about putting on the armour of God to protect ourselves in the spiritual battle in which we all find ourselves. Part of the armour of God, and a very important part, is mentioned in verse 17. "Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." Again, if you don't know the word of God, it is very difficult to quote it at Satan and his followers when you need to. I find quoting scripture out loud when I'm anxious or fearful very helpful, no matter what the situation. It is so powerful, quoting from the Word of God. Hebrews 4, verse 12 says, "For the Word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." The other day, I was chatting to a Jehovah's Witness who is door-knocking. She mentioned that often she talks to Christians who go to church regularly but don't know their Bibles. That made me very sad, and I wanted to encourage you to read your Bible more, and not only to read it, but to understand it. There are many study aids out there at many different levels to help you. If you can't afford to buy one, I'm sure your vicar or pastor would be happy to lend you one of theirs. Why don't you ask them?
Thanks, Pauline. See you all again real soon on Partakers. Bye.